Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig.
Well, right now we see encouraging feedback and trends. Many companies have shifted their business to digital forms of marketing, selling, and delivering services. And still, the key question is, how do you actually get front and center in front of your customers? And how do you get traffic to your website properties, to your website, your e-commerce shop, to your apps, and all the other digital assets that you have? Now, when we take a look at the website, there are some major key sources of traffic that you should consider. Number one would be the direct traffic. And that is basically the number of visitors that are coming directly to your site by entering your URL directly in the browser. The second source is the organic traffic. That means people find you through search. So you're not paying for it, and they're not coming through any other medium, but they find you in the search engines such as Google, Microsoft Bing, or other search engines. The third bucket is social traffic. So these are visitors that are coming from social media to your website because, for example, you have a link in your profile pointing to your website. And by social media, obviously, we mean platforms such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and many other social media platforms. Number four is paid traffic. And this is traffic that is being generated through advertisement. And the advertisement can have many different forms. In future episodes, I will talk a little bit more about, let's say, new opportunities for advertising and also how to get started if you have not gained any experience in that regard. So I'll give you some tips and hints in how to get started. And another key resource or source for traffic to your website is referral traffic. So that means that another website is actually referring visitors to your pages. And that's typically done through links that you have on the other websites or that the website owners are establishing to direct traffic to your website. That's usually a good sign, but it can also be a source of trouble. So here we talk about quote-unquote bad SEO, and that's something that you have to be mindful of if the traffic is actually desired traffic or, for example, spam or other sources of traffic. Now, where can you find these data points and the numbers for the traffics? If you have Google Analytics installed, which I hope and I guess you have done, so you go into your Google Analytics account and then you search for the Acquisitions tab, and there you can select the overview, and here you see the metrics by medium. So you see the users, the behavior, and even the goal conversion, and you can customize and drill down to a certain extent there. Another view in Google Analytics is the channel and medium view. So, or the source and medium, I should say. So by source, we mean basically the place where the visitor was before they saw your content and where they were before actually clicking on the link to come to your website. And medium typically refers to how the visitor arrived at your website. For example, through organic search, paid traffic, referral traffic, and so on. So an example of this combination would be Google paid traffic or Google organic traffic. And this is another interesting view that you can also customize and drill down a little bit more. Now, I want to finally add a couple of pro tips here. So if you, for example, go into your Google Analytics accounts, you can set up custom segments. And this can be quite useful to track specific streams and groups of visitors coming to your website. For example, you can take a look at visitors coming from a certain platform or with a certain characteristics, such as languages they are looking for or they have set up in their browser, for example. And this is especially interesting for multi-language websites or for countries where more than one language is spoken. So that gives you some good indication what people are looking for, how they behave on your website, if you have the right content, where there's a drop-off, for example, and which groups and traffic sources are converting better than others. All that is important information for optimizing your website and giving people basically what they are looking for and when they actually came to your website. So with these tips, I wish you again good luck, and I see you and hear you in the next episode.
When you are looking for inspiration and help with your digital marketing and growth initiatives, please check out our digital marketing agency, Witigonia Digital. We provide a range of support from strategy to implementation tactics and optimization of digital marketing campaigns. From managed services to workshops and compact learning modules, our work supports you and your team. Discover more at witigonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.